the Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery Regional Airport was awarded $935,000 from the FAA, mainly to repave and resurface all taxiways and runways. This is the final phase of a 10-year plan to upgrade infrastructure that officials say will make the airport safer and more competitive. Smart garbage trucks, it's the new thing in Montgomery, and it could help with potholes or other road issues in your neighborhood. More than 60 city garbage trucks are now equipped with smart city technology that will alert city officials of problem areas and neighborhoods across Montgomery. And Tuesday was the qualifying deadline for Montgomery's municipal elections. The official list of qualified candidates will be released later this week. The election is set for August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones, or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me. Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips in it.
Let's have How is this genre of music taking over the world?
To the left now. To the right.
I love that you're perplexed by it.
Why?
I don't know.
Why are you not?
Put it on your just seems, I mean, because somebody made it like, you know, somebody made a good hit with it, so everybody will just like, you know, jump in.
I can't tell if this is people making fun of country folks or if this is...
My guess is that they're probably letting it be like a cipher, whereas like if you want to think they're making fun of them, then they're making fun of them. If you want to think that they're being sincere, then they're being sincere.
I got you. All things. The Schrodinger's cat.
Yes.
Until they tell you.
Schrodinger's black guy doing country. Well, I mean, like, look, You can't tell what like who else lives in this trailer park. So like, are they, you know, or you know what? I'm gonna, Baron. I think that the trailer park behind him might be green screen.
You don't think that's real?
Yeah,
no, that's real.
No, look at it. I don't know. Does he ever step in the grass?
No.
The shadow's real. So, and they got the light over here. They got the light behind him.
I think that's real.
I don't know. A lot of things you can do with video these days.
That's true. Our number 272-9228.
If you want to, never quite gets to the grass.
27. You know, it's the same kind of lights they used on the fake moon landing, though. You know, those super bright lights that only come from one way, and the shadows go like 200 miles. Anyway, our number 272-9228. 272-9228. Boy, Randall Cunningham caused a stir. I've gotten multiple text messages about Randall Cunningham. People telling me their favorite Randall Cunningham moments. 84 just referenced the fog game and the 91-yard punt. You referenced the fog game?
Yeah. Wasn't that 89 versus the Bears? I think that's right.
Be about right.
Yeah, I think it's.
I know it's a Chicago game.
Yeah, I know it's versus the Bears. It's in Chicago, I think.
Yeah, it was in Chicago. It was in Soldier Field, and the TV coverage was so terrible. They were just
because they couldn't.
It was like looking at a cloud.
They couldn't see what was going on.
And they're like, there was a fog bowl. I think someone was tackled.
December 31st, 1988.
What
I remember about that is when we lived in Korea, you're like, you know, a day ahead or whatever.
Yeah.
And so those games were on, like they would put them on in the lunchroom.
Uh-huh.
And we would get to watch them on Monday in the lunchroom, and then for the Super Bowl they wheeled the cart in. You know, the best day when in elementary school, the best day ever when you walk in and you got the TV on the cart. You're like, this is going to be, you know, like, all right, we don't have to pay attention in class. But they let us watch the Super Bowl. But that's where I remember the fog game. That was awesome.
The fog game.
I mean, it's called the Fog Bowl.
I remember it.
I love it.
It was Al Michaels or somebody trying to. I think someone was tackled there.
It's hard
to tell.
It appears the Bears have the ball.
They might. It's going, something going on. It kind of reminded me of that guy who was still holding that island in the Philippines in 1971.
Unaware for many years that the war was over.
I'm the king of this island until...
Yeah, I mean, they told him to wait until...
Japanese military tells me otherwise.
Told him to come, and so they, you know, so he did. That's loyalty, baby.
Yep. Here's the story Red Top's talking about. Oil dives as Trump says no Iran regime change. I've got something everybody needs to hear. It's a great story, by the way. I got a poll here. 2/3 of voters consider illegal immigrants a burden. 55% want all illegal immigrants kicked out of the country.
Jesus.
You know where this poll was taken? Mexico. This is a poll of Mexican citizens. Mexicans deeply frustrated with immigrants after a year of heightened migration from Central America through the country. They're not even staying there, and the Mexicans are pissed off about it. Imagine how we feel in this country, where they're coming and stealing our jobs and depressing wages. The survey was conducted by the Washington Post and Mexico's Reforma newspaper. Reforma. More than 6 in 10 Mexicans say migrants are a burden on their country because they take jobs and benefits that should belong to Mexicans. Those racist Mexicans!
Super racist.
Racist against other Central American mestizo Mexicans.
Super duper racist.
55% majority supports deporting migrants who travel through Mexico to reach the United States. Those findings defy the perception that Mexico is sympathetic to the surge of Central Americans. Instead, the data suggests Mexicans have turned against the migrants. Let me tell you right now, they didn't turn against them. They didn't like them. Nobody likes building a society and have somebody else come reap the benefits. Nobody likes that.
Right. Why would they?
Nobody else likes people coming through and stealing your job and doing it for less money. Nobody likes that. What's your job? I mean, you pick a job. What are some jobs people have around here?
What's some of them other jobs we got?
Name a job.
Construction worker.
You're making, you know, $19.50 an hour, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody else comes along and does it for $12. They're going to keep you? No.
You know, it might happen in our business, Baron. in our, you know, in my main business. Yeah, something like, well, you know, we'll do it for cheaper than that, and then we'll just gouge you on everything that we charge you for. Or maybe if they're trying to undercut your cost, they're not as good as you are. Just saying.
I don't know. Maybe they'll come in and take our jobs as talk radio hosts.
I doubt that. We do too good of a job.
You think so?
I'd like to see them try it. Well, I mean, they'd have to have a radio station, and you know, they'd have to have, you know, a lot of listeners, and they'd have to have all the listeners. And they'd have to have the talent and the innate chemistry that you and I have.
Yeah.
I don't think they can do it.
What if you tuned in one day, though?
Yeah.
And
it's
Spanish talk radio. Because the Mexicans are willing to work for cheaper than us.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's probably not a good idea for Blue Water. I think it'll probably tank their audience.
En San Mateo. Entonces ya pasé todo el año pues enamoradísima.
Sí, 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 está bien.
Al final, pues,
¡gol!
Que no quieres, te quedas.
Y las asturianas también.
También, ¿no?
Algo parecido me pasó.
All right, 13 minutes after 11 o'clock. Who's this? You people are so damned impatient.
What is going on?
I'm done with phone calls. No more phone calls today. The BathInnovations.com guest hotline has been shut off. I will not take another call. You know why? I went to the last break of the 10 o'clock hour. What was it, 10:48, 10:50? I said, we're going to dedicate. I went to the break early. In order to accommodate the fact that we had three callers on hold. And I said, well, we're going to, the whole next segment, we'll dedicate to calls. As soon as I said that, all three people hung up.
Yeah.
You impatient sons of biscuits. I'm going to make you listen to Spanish talk radio. Dave started trying to talk over it. I'm like, no, our mics are off.
I said, sing me Spanish techno.
Yeah. Let me tell you guys. I'll do it.
Spanish is the loving tongue.
I'll do it. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. This is how I feel when you
Baron's
guys hang up.
Baron's not trying to induce anyone to suicide. But,
this is how
know,
I feel when you people
But it might happen.
Up. You go hanging up on me. You need to listen to old Johnny Cash.
Oh, Johnny Cash covered Nine Inch Nails.
Myself today.
It's better than the Nine Inch Nails version.
Way better.
If I still feel, I focus on the pain. The only thing that's real. The needle tears the hole. The old familiar sting.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
your Montgomery Biscuits are first half North Division champions. Southern League postseason game tickets are available now. Join them on September 4th featuring their Military Wednesday specials presented by WOW. And September 5th will include Thirsty Thursday drink deals. Take advantage of their champions plan, which includes 10 flex tickets for the remainder of the 2019 season, 2019 playoff tickets, and a commemorative t-shirt. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Welcome back in 18 minutes after 11 o'clock. He's Dave Mowry, I'm Baron Coleman, and we are your humble talk show hosts.
You
got Jenny's number, bro?
My friend Carson used to, like, you know, somebody like, hey, let me get your number. He'd be like, all right, 867-5309. Because, like, if you don't say it like the song, like, nobody has a clue. So they just write it down, and, like, especially, like, if you're drunk or whatever, like, that's what he'd give his number
out. It's like 5309, bro. 867.
5309.
5309.
Not 867-5309.
Yeah, no, 867-5309. You're right. If you don't sing it.
Right.
I bet every 867 prefix in the country had to be shut down.
Probably.
Our number 272-9228.
See, if you don't say it like that, then you don't know what it is.
Well, you know what?
Hey, 9228. Who? What? No, 9228.
It's true. 272-9228. Our number 272-9228. Actually, no numbers. I remember, Dave. No phone calls.
Well, I know.
Stop calling.
You don't want to get in.
No. Stop calling. I said no, and damn it, I mean it. I absolutely mean it.
Apparently, this face app thing we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing it to get your get a picture of you so they can break into your bank account.
Is that why?
That's what it says.
What the hell? I mean, okay. You're going to break it? Trust me. You ain't breaking it in my bank account with a picture.
To the Russians, if you're listening, go ahead.
I told you there was a gimmick to that, a scam.
Oh, I mean, that's what I in my text to you when I sent that picture, I was like, this is just a thing so they can, like, know what we'll look like when we're older. But it's funny, so what do we care?
Well, the more selfies you take and upload to Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that, the more pictures you get, you know, of you in different lighting and different settings, different angles of your face, different, you know, hungover the next morning and partying that night and puffy face and sunburn face, the better off the face technology is. If you don't know that, you probably thought Jeff Epstein wasn't a pedophile. You know, you're like Wexner over here. I don't know. You know, Beto's pulling zero.
Well,
he only raised $3.6 million. That dude's done.
The craziest thing, and I mean, you can come up with whatever conspiracy you want, but butt gig raising more than anyone last quarter is bananas.
Yeah, that's because he's a businessman in Zaire.
I mean, obviously, right?
I got a follow-up to my favorite topic we discuss on this program. You know what it is?
I got a lot of favorite topics.
Trannies.
Oh, that's not my favorite
topic. I cannot get enough tranny discussion. Here's the headline. Another man wins gold in women's weightlifting. Follow-up story here. Weightlifter Laurel Hubbard of New Zealand was cleared by the IOC to compete in the upcoming Commonwealth Games, paving the way for a potential Olympic appearance further down the road. Hubbard ended up missing out on the competition due to an elbow injury. But it was anticipated a biological male would do well in future events. Well, here we are. Less than 2 years later, Hubbard is back. Two golds and a silver in the 2019 Pacifica Games in Samoa. Training conquest of women's sports continues over the weekend as New Zealand weightlifter took home multiple gold medals at the 2019 Pacific Games in Samoa. Laurel Hubbard, two gold medals and a silver in three heavyweight categories.
Real name Lawrence.
192 pounds is the weight category.
Class.
You know? Class.
Weight class.
Weight class. You said that very Midwestern. Class.
Sorry.
You have a Midwestern tie somewhere?
I lived in Kansas for 5 years.
I guess that would count. She finished first in the snatch, lift, and combined categories and second in clean and jerk. She's a 41-year-old weightlifter born as Gavin Hubbard.
And Gavin Lauren.
Reportedly turned tranny in his mid-30s.
Turned tranny.
Well, I got to know. We need to classify trannies. Duct tape or scissors? We have to know.
I agree.
These are the questions. Because if you're just duct tape, you don't compete.
Right.
I want you to go for gusto.
Yeah, you got to go for the whole hog, right?
Yeah. You cut
it. No pun intended.
You cut it off or you don't count.
Right. Yeesh. Because even like, what's his, Bruce Jenner hasn't fully committed.
He hasn't cut? What?
I'm pretty sure that, like, it came out a couple years ago that he was still,
he's still in the duct tape phase?
And was never going to not. Just wanted,
He just wanted the attention.
Duh.
He lived in a house full of Kardashians and thought, what can I do to...
Right.
Get... I mean, these people are nincompoops. I'm a Catholic.
What's weird enough that,
this guy was on Wheaties boxes.
He
in
was
the
like
70s.
Mr. Wheaties. Before Jordan, he was the Wheaties guy.
What year did he win the gold?
76.
76?
Yeah, Montreal, because remember we didn't go to 80 in USSR?
That's right.
It's like in the mid-70s.
And in 84, he'd have been like half a chick already.
Yeah, in the mid-70s, he was like one of the biggest athletes out there.
You know that dude, though, was just wandering around watching the Kardashians and thought, these people are famous for doing nothing.
And if you know anything about the family, the mom,
what's her name? The Jenner lady?
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner?
No, that's one of the kids. The mom.
Well, I don't know her name.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't follow that
But
crap.
She's apparently stage mom, ice queen. You know that she's got all them set up with their own company. Like, Bruce ain't getting any of that money.
Oh, no.
They living in Bruce's house.
Right. So he had to go.
They living
tape.
In that Wheaties money. But he's like, wait a minute. Kim's got a billion dollars?
Yeah.
And Kylie, has her own, like, this is, she's 17,
Kylie Jenner made more money than any non-athlete, non-production personality.
And Bruce is like, I gotta get back in the game, but it's gotta be so weird that, like, I can compete with their asininity.
Yeah.
And so he went,
cut it off.
And there was Sportsman of the Year.
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? You remember Jim Carrey doing the weightlifter trick on In Living Color?
Kris Jenner is the name.
There you go.
See, we have good listeners. Good
list. Nice
immediate text.
Nice androgynous name, Kris Jenner,
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Gavin Hubbard turned tranny.
Yeah, the weightlifting champ, Gavin Hubbard.
If you're 41 and winning gold medals in weightlifting competitions, international weightlifting competitions,
mm-hmm.
You've got some unfair advantage.
Yeah.
60% of people now think Trump will win re-election. One of the latest surveys asked voters if they thought Donald Trump was poised to win a second term. 60%, highest records thus far, significantly up from January this year. 60, I think that's probably a little low. Because only your hardest of hardcore anti-Trump people are going to say no. I mean, like Mitt Romney would say no.
Mm-hmm.
A few other people. It was 57% in May, 54% in April, 50% in March, 46% in February. 41% voters believe none of the Democrats running will beat the president. 36% believe any will do so. So there you are. All right, I'm breaking my own rule. Who's this?
This is Clint.
All right, it's worth it, Clint. I was going to feel bad if it was a bad caller.
But it's not.
Man, I don't hang up, dude.
No, I get that. So,
yeah. If I call, I'm hanging on, even though you are burning up my battery power. So
I'm not burning up your battery power. You called me. I didn't call you.
Yeah, I forgive you for it. But go Trump. I think he's doing the right thing with these female congresswomen.
Okay. Explain.
Well, they did have some bad remarks. And why do they say what he says is racial?
I'm sorry, say it again.
What the president said. He said he made racial comments.
Why are they saying
that? I guess the trope of go back to your country is like something that people have said to immigrants everywhere forever.
Right.
And it's an easy, you know, it's and so they were equating what he said with that. And because, listen, Donald Trump could say that that it's sunny out. And they'd say, the sun is a tool of oppression, Clint.
You know, slaves used to pick cotton under the sun? That same sun was in the sky while slaves were picking cotton?
There's nothing new under the sun.
All right. I'm glad you took my call, sir. I was kind of getting disappointed.
Yeah, thanks.
Have a good day.
Getting disappointed. Don't be disappointed. Mobile postal worker jailed after a weed delivery scheme was this is a cool story. This is a cool story. This guy or gal, I don't know what Unteria is, if that's a dude or a gal.
Wait, say that again?
Unteria.
Spell it?
Yeah, exactly. Can you use it in a sentence, please? Country of origin?
Unterria.
You are kidding me. How did you do that?
Sounded out.
Did you see the story?
I did. I swear to God, I didn't see the story. I can just spell.
Unteria?
I mean, the way that you pronounce it, yeah, what else would it be?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess maybe the two R's, but like, you know, if you're going to go for Terry.
Well, how would you have pronounced it? Unteria?
No, I would have said Ontario.
Ontario.
That's why I knew how to
spell
it.
It's probably somebody wanted to name their kid Ontario.
Like my cousin Mickey, who swears to God that he had a chick in his fourth grade class named Leukemia.
I don't believe him.
I don't either, but he's still out there repping. He's like 43, and he's like, I swear.
I had a kid.
I'm like, pull out the yearbook.
I had a kid that I played baseball with named Ontario. That's what made me think of that. And he was a good little player. I mean, we played against him. We didn't play on the same team. But Unteria Rogers, 33, postal worker, Midtown Mobile. Cool scheme here. He would order marijuana from Colorado or California, package it, break it down, and then take it to drug dealers in the Mobile area. 133 pounds worth of it over the duration of the scheme. Which means he probably did it for thousands of pounds.
Yeah.
The scheme
how'd they catch him? Somebody knock him out?
No, a USPS database started noticing a change in patterns for packages coming. I guess they have like AI or whatever that can pick that stuff up. And it picked up that there were a massive amount of packages from one address to another for some reason. And so they went and investigated, put a dog on it, realized it was drugs, and then started figuring out how often he'd been doing it and how long, followed him. They got pictures and video of him making the money exchange and the drop-off and everything.
Bro!
And here's the thing, too. Euford, can you spell that? Euford Davis was also arrested.
E-U-F-O-R-D?
Close. U-F-O-R-D.
Yeah, I was going to go with U, but then I thought maybe, like, you know, E-U. I was going to get...
I thought there was a diphthong in there?
I gave him the benefit of the doubt. You should never, ever do that.
Don't do that when you're talking about drug dealers. I don't know where to go next.
Where do we go?
That's a good song. I'll tell you what I'll do. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies is what I'll tell you about. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. He's amazing. He does decorative stamped concrete. He does just about anything you can imagine. And he does it better than anybody else. And so why on earth would you not want to talk to Tom Latham if you had some kind of concrete need? You need a new back patio? Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete. 284-9292. 284-9292. Need a new driveway. 284-9292. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. But bam, the curbing around my wall. 284-9292. All right? What do you want me to beat you over the head with a slab of concrete? Call him. 284-9292. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman, back after this.
time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're down here on that beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. If you're not familiar with the river, you ought to get down here and rent you a pontoon boat, get your family, get some of your friends, some of your church members. Come on down here and pack you up a picnic. Cruise up and down this beautiful river. We have some pontoon boats to rent. All you got to do is have a driver's license and a credit card. That's right. You don't need a fishing. I mean, you do need a fishing license. You don't need a boating license. If you're going to just cruise up and down the river, all you need is a driver's license. We'll get you fixed up. And we're going to get down here on Sunday afternoon. We're going to do it again. Sean Chambers Band is in town. That's right. Sean Chambers bringing that killer rocking blues guitar with him. We're going to have a good time on Sunday afternoon. We're going to cook you some fresh seafood from the Gulf. Got that steamer with those wonderful Royal Reds, those Argentina shrimp. Got those good old snow crab. I know you're getting hungry, so y'all get down here soon. We've been looking for you, so come on now and come home.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every mule side by side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every mule side by side is backed confidently by the industry leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki mule side by sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The big heat is back, and that dominates much of the eastern half of the nation. I think we could be in the upper 90s for the next couple of days, with a high around 97 today and tomorrow, and the heat index approaching the 105 danger range. Any storms that do pop up will be very isolated in nature. Most towns will stay dry. Low temperatures at night in the middle 70s. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances improve. There'll still be random storms, but in greater supply, more to go around. High temperatures generally in the low to mid-90s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
News has a pipeline of hotties, and I don't know where they come from. But every day on Outnumbered, there's like a new hot woman that they put up there, and I've never seen her. I don't understand where they come from. It's like Fox News doesn't believe ugly people can have opinions on the news, or ugly women. I mean, to be fair to CNN, they had that fat woman, Candy Crowley, for a while. You know, I mean, to be fair to them.
I mean, she hungry. What you gonna do?
But, you know what?
Food tastes good, Baron.
But, you know, at least they did that. All right. He never gave us his hot take.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that was the hot take?
Yeah.
That's a pretty hot take. I beat him to the take.
It's a take.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. ASC Credit Union. If you're listening and breathing and have a pulse, go to ASC Credit Union.
Seriously.
There are 9 locations for your, you know, ASC Credit Unioning pleasure. Go by one of those 9 locations, open a checking account. Go over there and open it. Whether you get an absolutely free checking account or one of the checking accounts with benefits, so you can get money back, actually 3% or 4%, either cash back or interest on your checking account. Go look at your checking account statement. Who here is getting 4% interest up to $30,000? Nobody. Nobody. It's unheard of. Doesn't happen. ASC Credit Union, it happens. It's called the Kasasa checking account. Get over there when you get a chance. Take all your money and just take it over to ASC Credit Union. Start getting cash back for checking. Start getting cash back on purchases on your debit card. You know, you can't compete with something like that.
No, you really can't.
Goodbye there when you get a chance. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, 5,000 co-op locations around the country. They're federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. Oh, Donnie Watkins sentenced for federal fraud convictions. You know the best part of this story?
What's that?
You know what day he reports to prison?
First day of football.
The 30th.
The 30th of?
July 30th.
Okay.
You know what that is?
What's that?
Now, if you've ever did you follow Donald Watkins on Facebook?
It's a Tuesday.
Did you follow Donald Watkins on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
You know what that's the anniversary of?
When he started airing out someone's dirty laundry?
Well, he was airing out Bentley's dirty laundry.
I was just, you know.
And
I didn't know how much you wanted to discuss about this.
It's the anniversary of Bentley's divorce. It's also the date of Spencer Collier's court date for whatever that weird stuff he got arrested for last month or two.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big day in Alabama, the 30th. I'm
saying it, what goes around comes back around.
Yes. Donald Watkins was a big Spencer Collier fan and a big anti-Bentley guy. Donald Watkins will be going to prison on the day anniversary of Bentley's divorce and the day Spencer Collier goes to court. So, you know, what goes around comes around. Alabama politics is a weird place, man. A weird, weird place. Do you think other states have politics like we have?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, you think in Nebraska, they're like, oh, man.
Yes.
They got some former state's top cop turned drug addict, turned, you know, wife, whatever. Caused her to seek a protection from abuse order.
Nebraska, I'd be surprised, but there are definitely, like, I mean, think about, like, Louisiana or New York
Chicago. Like, North Dakota.
Probably.
Do you think they had a Speaker of the House who should have gone to prison?
Should have or did?
Well, we don't have one that did.
Because I'm going to tell you that there's probably 50 states that have had one that should have.
Should have gone to prison?
Just saying.
All 50 states? Didn't Sterling up in New York, didn't he end up going to prison? I think he went, honestly, I think he got arrested after Hubbard got arrested.
Which guy? Was that his name?
Sterling.
Yeah, and then him and the head of the Senate, Silver.
Yeah.
Wasn't one of them named Silver?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I thought one of them was Sterling.
No, I think you're right. I think there was
Sterling and Silver?
Yeah, I think that might be correct.
Well, that's amazing. But I think that guy got arrested after Hubbard went to trial, was convicted, and served his sentence and got out before Hubbard's gone to prison. I think that happened, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, Donald Watkins sentenced. He's a lousy individual. I remember when everybody would send me those Donald Watkins updates.
I do feel like maybe the kid got a raw deal.
Donald Watkins Jr.?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, because it appears that, from what I've read about the case, that the dad could have just copped and said, like, hey, keep my son out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And they probably would have. And instead had to go through the whole trial and, you know. Now
he got 27 months. Yeah.
He's a nice guy, actually. I mean, from what I never done business with him.
It's like Epstein. All of a sudden, nobody knows him.
I've never met the old man, but I know the kid, and you know.
I don't have a problem with the kid. I don't know the kid. I got a problem with the old man because he's a blowhard.
Well, and always has been.
I got a problem with anybody who represents an organization as an attorney without that organization's knowledge.
That's weird.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to.
You know,
my
arch enemy did that. Showed up in court for an organization like, this is not our lawyer. We don't know why he's here. Is he still filing? And he was still filing stuff, supposedly. I mean, that's a level of psycho that
ever had somebody do that for one of your political clients? Because I have had somebody show up and say, oh, I'm running this campaign and da-da-da-da-da, which is just weird.
No.
Yeah, man. People.
I mean, on referendum and things, because
that's different.
It's hard to tell who's in charge. So I did experience that.
That's why you got to make sure that it's clear who's in charge.
Well, but sometimes there's more than one person cutting checks.
Truth.
And then they want you to all get along and all be on the same page.
Yeah, I know.
Had a little of that in the Auburn tax election.
Yeah, of course.
We entered that race. The last poll had us losing by 30. And we got in 6 weeks before the election. Won by 8. So it was a 38-point turnaround. Total chaos the entire time. Because there were like 9 people cutting checks.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wanted their guy in charge. And I was like, no, we're in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy cut the biggest check.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the guy with the most to lose. Here's how much a simple tax change. People are like, oh, it's just 3% change in your taxes on your property tax. You know how much it would have cost the one guy who cut the biggest checks over there?
A lot.
$250,000 a year minimum for the rest of his life. That's real money.
That's a lot of money.
That's real money. Every 10 years, he'd have paid out $2.5 million minimum. That's assuming his property didn't go up in value.
Right, which it probably will.
Oh, man, it's probably doubled since
Once
then.
Once they build a school.
Well, they did.
Yeah.
You know, we told them how to build the school, and they said, oh, that'll never work. We defeated the tax, and then they used our plan to go build a school. I should have gotten a commission on that.
Definitely.
Should have gotten a commission on that, now that I think about it. Need to go back and check with Auburn City Schools. It's going to ruin it. We're going to have to end football and fire everybody and not build schools. And kids are going to have to, you know, in decrepit, crumbling buildings. Yeah. They just built a $95 million high school.
Right.
You know how much money they had at that tax pass?
More.
They'd be sleeping on beds of cash like in Breaking Bad.
Yeah, where they have to lie down. Yeah.
The big fat guy falls back on it.
Yeah. That's hilarious, the big fat guy.
Some of these tax schemes really bother me.
Well, I mean, at least they, you know, got the... I mean, at least they, you know, have to put it to a vote and not just, you know, just do it by fiat.
It's one of the coolest stories I've ever seen. Up in Cullman, Alabama. It's terrible in the fact that there's a two-week-old search for the body of a woman who was thrown off a boat in Cullman.
Yeah, is that the...
She was in Smith Lake. Smith Lake's about 50 years old. It's a TVA lake, actually.
Is this the woman from Troy? She's younger?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's...
Anyway, look at this picture. You know where this picture was taken?
Underwater.
On the floor of Smith Lake.
And it's like complicating the... Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah, 60-foot trees. This looks like a brand new forest, like a picture taken at night of a forest. They filled the lake up, but they didn't cut the trees down, obviously. Why would you?
Right. Just flood out the holler.
And, oh, that reminds me of a song I'm going to play.
Uncle Frank by the Drive-By Truckers?
No. Old Crow Medicine Show, Half Mile Down. My old town is a half mile down. It's about the same thing, filling up a lake. I think it's radio friendly. But it's pretty cool, though. Pretty cool. I just never think... You never think about what's under a lake bed.
Right.
But there's whole... I looked it up after the story. There's whole towns under these lakes.
Well, right, because they were, you know...
Cities, the stop signs, roads, railroad crossings. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. And they got pictures of some of it. You can look at the pictures of these abandoned towns sitting on the bottom of a lake. I don't know why that fascinates me. It's like that underground forest off the coast of Gulf Shores. Really cool to me. I can't look at enough pictures of it. We'll be back. City to our Blue Ridge Mountain home, and across that crooked river to the valley down below. I was swimming in that water when they came up to the shore, saying, sorry, son, this won't be dry land here anymore.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
After 11 o'clock. Off-air discussions remain off-air, Dave.
For a reason, Baron.
We could have sold that one.
Probably.
I'm waiting for the squad to put out a calendar, swimsuit calendar.
Baron, that is sexist.
I mean, honestly, it would be more influential than
it's not
press
racist because they're, you know, women of color. So
they're hot. They're all attractive.
That's what I'm saying. I don't necessarily they're all hot, but
I don't know who's in the squad. The two Muslim girls are pretty good looking, and the Cortez is hot.
I agree with that.
Put out a calendar.
I think there's a
I don't know this other one. Who's the other? Ayana?
Yeah, she's the one from Massachusetts. She's African American.
Is she hot too?
I think she's actually. I think. Let me see.
Let's see if I can find a picture. I'll be the judge of this. What's her last name? Ayana Pressley.
Mm-hmm. Two S's.
Two S's.
Yeah. Wow. Not like Elvis. Yeah, she, I mean,
her, yeah, totally hot.
Yeah, her official portrait, yeah, she's got it going on.
Yeah, all right. So all four of them are hot. Put out a calendar. Yeah, 12 months in a year, there's four of you. Each person gets 3 months.
You can appropriate other cultures and, you know, put on.
I don't care how they do it.
I'm just saying for the idea, you know.
You don't think those women were chosen by mistake. You know why they were chosen, because they're hot. That's the reason everyone watches Cortez.
Well, that's 100% true.
No, I mean, if she was ugly, no one would care.
That's also the reason that she's like she's the face of this.
Yeah. Yeah, so, these girls are all hot. Also, I'm looking at a group picture.
Yeah.
Squad. If you look up squad right now.
That's the first thing that comes up?
It's the first thing that comes up. If you Google image squad, look at that. That's all that comes up.
Squad.
I mean, look at that picture. That'd be a nice calendar shoot. Come on. Let's have it. That'd be the only thing I care about.
It'd make me watch their press conferences. Oh, come on. I mean, I want a calendar.
Produce one.
Everybody go do Google Images on Squad. You'll see what I'm talking about. Nah, I don't know.
Are they famous enough that you're allowed to profit off their likeness?
Oh, yeah. You can 100% profit off their likeness. Are you talking about a deepfake calendar?
I'm not talking about deepfake. I'm just talking about a calendar.
No, a deepfake calendar. Like, I mean, if you go on deepfake, you might as well put out a real calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking. So if someone will Photoshop... I like that text message. Someone suggested an industry AOC might get into after her career fails.
Let me guess. I'm not going to guess.
The industry holds 3 of the top 10 websites in terms of traffic.
Yeah, one-third of the internet. Yeah. One-third of internet videos.
Yeah, 4% of all power output. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that same industry. I don't know. I mean, I look at it. I look at Joey's opinion. He's young.
Joey.
And virile.
He's like, what have I walked into with you creeps?
I'll get his opinion in a second. He just walked in. We got time. Mark Sanford seriously considering primarying Donald Trump.
Good for him.
This is going to be weird. You know, Justin Amash is going to run for the libertarian thing and try to get on the ballot in the fall.
I meant to tell you this before. You know who? You know whose seat Justin Amash holds in Congress? We talked about him earlier. In the first hour.
Ho. We talked about him in the first hour. Mm-hmm. From Michigan.
Congressman from Michigan. Might have gone.
Gerald Ford.
He does.
You are kidding me.
Nope.
Wow. I did not know that.
I did not know
have
that.
Have I turned into Ed McMahon?
Weird, wild stuff.
I did not know that. All right, Joey. The important issue of the day. It's been 2 hours and 53 minutes of news and views.
All right.
Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman have come, and we've distilled today's topics. We've got some mail left. We got some news left. But the squad.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they put out a calendar? Swimsuit calendar?
Swimsuit calendar.
Yeah, they're all hot.
I don't know about that.
Which one's not hot?
Not real big on Rashida Tlaib.
Which one's she?
She's...
The Palestinian?
No, that's Ilhan Omar.
No, that's she. No, Tlaib's Palestinian. Omar's the Somalia.
Oh,
get your Ians right.
Yeah,
I think they're all attractive.
How racist I am!
They're all attractive, and they'd make a great calendar.
Really?
I do. Oh my gosh! Put those girls in bathing suits, and that calendar would fly off the shelves.
I'm not going to deny that. You know.
I mean, it would fly off the shelves.
I've been calling AOC a Puerto Rican sex kitten for the last few months.
She's hot.
Yeah, but. Yeah, why not?
Calendar. See, Dave, I knew it. We got a million-dollar idea.
We could probably go to the archives, but I do remember that the first time that we started talking about AOC on this show,
mm-hmm.
and I said, there's a reason why everybody's into her.
Yes.
And Baron and Clay were like, what? And I was like, because she's hot. They're like, no, that's not it.
She's young and she's hot.
That's totally it.
That's exactly what it is.
Totally it. I come around.
The camera likes her.
Has a lot to do with the shade of red of her lipstick, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Camera likes her, but so does everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because the Republicans like her because she makes the left look bad.
Correct.
No, of course.
The left likes her because
she's the easiest foil on earth.
I don't know. I'm into this calendar.
Well, no, and I agreed when Trump sent out that tweet at the end of the weekend leading into Monday. I thought, as Ben Shapiro put it, he had Leroy Jenkins the situation.
Leroy Jenkins!
Which was fake, you know?
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Oh, man.
Did they catch up with those guys?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Oh, I hate that. Stop. Lost him a bubble there, man.
I've lived the Leroy Jenkins lie for 15 years.
That's funny because to me it was so obvious that it was fake that like...
It looks so real.
No, I'm saying like it happened, but it was like somebody trying to like go viral.
Okay.
So the other guys weren't in on it. Just Leroy Jenkins was in on it.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
I thought Trump
had essentially done that, but now that it's, a few days later, and I also thought the tweet was incoherent, but now it doesn't matter. A few days later, it worked perfectly to plan.
The makers of Leroy Jenkins didn't think anyone would believe it was real.
Oh.
One of the first memes ever, blah, 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 blah.
It's the greatest.
We didn't think anyone would believe it was real.
King meme.
We thought it was so obviously satire.
Well,
I love how frustrated the one guy is. Like, oh, damn it, Leroy.
But it's so funny because this is I don't play video games. I know very little about them. I'll play a racing game or something not even really maybe a football game. But, I'll try to drive around a track, whatever.
Yeah.
But fighting games, you know, these
is fun.
Call of Duty and James Bond. And
I'll
all
play
stuff.
Some Sid Meier's Civilization every once in a while.
No desire to play any of that.
Yeah.
I got strong opinions, but whatever. So I'm not into all that stuff. But everybody knows Leroy Jenkins. No matter how much you hate. I mean, my mom probably knows who Leroy Jenkins
is.
Yeah,
I know it because my little nephews and little brothers would play these games, and like they thought it was the funniest thing. I was like, guys, that's fake.
Don't do that to people.
I'm sorry. It's just
don't do that to people.
It's the name that's just too obvious to me. That's how I knew it was fake.
Emails obtained by the Associated Press show that the Iowa Department of Human Services Director Jerry Foxhoven.
Yes. The God
routinely sent messages to employees lauding Tupac Shakur's music and lyrics, even after at least one complained to lawmakers.
This guy should have, you know what? When he resigned, they should have immediately made him governor of Iowa for life.
Then last month, he sent another such email to all 4,300 agency employees, abruptly ousted from his job the next day.
He made Thug Life cupcakes for his 65th birthday. And reader, you might think that this might be one of like the 9 black folks in Iowa. No. This dude is as white and milquetoast as you could possibly imagine. He's
Jerry Foxhoven for president.
White dude from Iowa who loves Tupac.
Hosted weekly Tupac Fridays. Well, he missed it. He missed Tupac Tuesday, didn't he? He missed that one.
Right? I mean, come on, buddy. That's the first thing I thought.
Marked his own 65th birthday with Shakur-themed cookies, including decorated with Thug Life. The agency released 350 pages of emails with the words Tupac or the number 2 PAC sent to and from Foxhoven during his 2-year tenure.
So good.
They show that Foxhoven marked the anniversary of Shakur's death, shared one of his lyrics about love on Valentine's Day, used the rapper's image to try to improve the agency's culture.
Well?
Told colleagues he was inspired by lyrics that included, "It's time for us as a people to start making some changes."
This guy sounds like a real-life Michael Scott. I would love to work for him.
Yes. I hope that when people came to interview, he's like, you know, your resume is in order and all that, but favorite Tupac song.
And if you say Dear Mama, you don't get the job.
It's true.
Or California Love. You failed.
Oh, well.
Wrong. It better be the...
It better be Holler
get
If You...
Money.
You better go all the way back and say Holler If You Hear Me.
No, I'm talking about the greatest hype song of all time that we could never play.
Correct. Mm-hmm. The song about things
he did to that guy's wife.
The song that got at least 2 people killed.
Yeah. It killed Pac
including
and
him.
Biggie. That song.
Yeah.
That song.
Hit him up.
That's a great song. You want to listen to the greatest hype song of all time? Just know when I go running in the morning at 5:15, the first song that comes on the earbuds, Hit Him Up.
Oh.
The very first song every single morning. Because if you can't get going to Hit Him Up, can't get up to speed, you're dead.
When I was in 8th grade, I had Tupacalypse Now on tape, all right?
That's what
from
I'm
91,
about.
Baby.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, guys. Joey, I'm going to turn these microphones over to you.
Fantastic.
If you don't mind.
Oh, it's great. It's a great day.
Do you mind hanging out here for the next 3 hours or so?
I think, and actually, it's next 7.
Will you be in here for 7 hours?
Yeah.
We're going to go our own way. Dave Mowry, how many hours till we return?
21.
21 hours, Joe.
So
we'll be back.
3 times what Joey's going to do.